Medical information obtained from our website or on the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have, or you suspect you might, have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of the sports doctor, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Hey, everybody, live from Chicago, it's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. I want to welcome everybody. The Sports Doctor, all things sports medicine, fitness, wellness, etc. I hope everybody's been watching the Olympics. It's just exciting stuff to watch, to see superstars. And again, I can't believe it's been 8 years since Evan Lysacek from Naperville won that 2010 Olympic gold medal in figure skating. Before we turn around, I want to mention to everybody again that I'm part of that bestseller book, Empowered Aging, by Sharky Zartman. Sharky's a radio host with Healthy Life Radio. and it's a compilation of about a dozen authors, all sorts of expertise in the area of aging. My short article is called Aging is a Balancing Act. Ha! And besides its philosophy about the importance of strengthening balance and stability, we're going to be talking about that today. We've got a great doubleheader. We've got Anthony Caronia. He's a doctor of physical therapy. He's a clinical director, ATI Physical Therapy. We've had them on numerous times before. Then it's Chris Dean's coming back. Chris is the inventor of this innovative ankle roll guard. Then it's the Sports Doctor's In segment, where we'll be answering emails, talking about some upcoming shows. First, let's welcome Tony Caronia, physical therapist to the Sports Doctor. Welcome, Tony.
Hi, thanks for having me.
A pleasure to have you. His physical therapy clinic is a mile or so from my office. And I've known ATI for a long, long time. How long has ATI physical therapy been around?
Over 20 years now. ATI opened in 1996.
Wow. And that was one of the first few clinics. And it's an amazing. How many states are you in now?
25, going on 26. When I started back with ATI about 15 years ago, we had a total of 5 clinics, and now we're up to over 700 across the country.
Wow. We'll look up some past radio shows on my website, and we'll see where we can go, how far back we go with the ATI. Give us a little bit of your history and background. I know that you're a certified spine and concussion. Concussion is such a big deal. We talk so much about that on the Sports Doctor, as well as the sports medicine side. So let's hear a little bit about you and your background.
Well, I've been practicing physical therapy for about 18 years, and I've been with ATI for about 15 of those 18 years. I've worked in management for some time, but ultimately what I really care about most is taking care of patients. So, you know, with that, I started working on spine certification several years ago, and what led me to the spine certification was a real strong interest in the back, but as you know, that affects pretty much everything. And roughly about 2008, I was diagnosed with Meniere's disease. So I had some balance issues and some other things that happened, which led me to start having an interest in obtaining a vestibular certification and a concussion certification.
And yes, interesting. You know, with things we talk about a lot.
As you know, if you see spine, vestibular, and concussion, you're going to deal a lot with balance. And if you're dealing a lot with balance, you'll deal a lot with the foot and the ankle and the knee. So those are areas that I'm incredibly passionate about. And as time has gone on, my interest from, you know, high-level athletes persists. But what also persists is just getting people better and able to live their life as they get older.
It's a huge part, the phenomenal growth of the field of physical therapy. And there's three or four great ones that I've worked with intimately. You, Physical, the Athletico, and various local terrific guys. The world of physical therapy has exploded, whether it's in senior citizens and balance and fall prevention, whether it is just, you know, again, living better, that whole wellness side. That's where I think physical therapy has included a lot of great stuff.
I think it's been really interesting how it's changed even since I started. You know, when I started several years back, it was, hey, let's get their motion back, let's get strength back, and kind of they're on their way and it'll all come together. And at the time when I finished school, it wasn't as much about the evidence and what we knew and what we were finding out in the studies. And the studies that were there were kind of hit or miss in terms of how good they were quality-wise. And as time's gone on and we're learning more and we're seeing more, it's opened up all kinds of subspecialties, special interests, and, you know, it's extended the education from a bachelor degree to a doctorate in physical therapy, and then people go on to pursue their specialties. So, you know, where I think a lot of things may not have been addressed in the past or maybe just been chalked up to part of age, or injury, now there are a lot of things that we can do to really help people and get them moving better.
Yeah, the idea is prevention. For I don't know how many decades, of course, I still sing the song, the foot bones connected to the ankle bones connected to the leg bone. And like I tell all my physical therapy friends, if there's a postural problem, low back, hips, knees, let alone foot ankle, that's persistent, it's foot related. And again, many times we see the marriage, that's why I've always enjoyed it, the custom proper orthotics for optimum foot-leg alignment, whether you're looking to do a triple jump in figure skating or you're his 80-year-old grandma, and we want to be able to have the best structural integrity and the proper shoe. So podiatry and physical therapy and sports medicine. Let me ask you a question. What does ATI stand for?
Athletic and Therapeutic Institute.
I told man, that's what it was. Yeah, when I first met you guys, and I couldn't remember if it was and Therapeutic Institute. And yes, it still says a lot, that title, doesn't it?
It does. It does. And no matter how much we've grown and how much things have changed, you know, the focus has always been the same, and it's been there about just taking care of the person and getting them better.
You know, you mentioned.
You know, I agree with you. Prevention.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
You mentioned a couple of things when you talk about vestibular, and we're talking about that whole balance. Everybody who's listening, stand on one foot and close your eyes. Now imagine you're coming down from maybe catching a football on the fly, for example. But the balance and vestibular strengthening and training, I've always been a huge fan of that. That's why I introduced you as much in the philosophy of something like the sand dune as the specific foot-ankle strengthening it might have. But my old colleague Bob Guida, world-renowned kinesiotherapist, who they came from all over, the Jim McMahons, the John McEnroes, the Walter Paytons, and he would always say, you've got to pay attention to alignment, alignment. And I'm glad to see you guys have caught up.
We're getting there, you know, and it's thanks to you, of course. But you, with that and kind of working on that, I think we're seeing a lot of great progress with patients in a very short time.
And the emphasis, even on the athletic side, I know in the Midwest, ATI, very involved in the whole world of sports. Are you guys with the Cubs? I can't remember.
We are. We are an official sponsor for the Cubs, and we have various other teams throughout the country.
Hey, it's hard to beat the Cubs, you know?
It's no, listen, that's a dream come true.
Right.
So some of our clinics in other states may not agree, but I'm happy about it.
What are some of the everyday – first of all, give me the website of the best way for people to find out and the locations all over the place with ATI. What's the site?
If they go to ATIPT.com, they can pull that website up, and there will be an option to look at locations, and you can enter your address or your zip code, and it'll give you the closest locations to you.
Okay, ATIPT.com?
Yes, sir.
Okay. What are some of the common things that you see and the clinics see in the overall and everyday physical therapy practice?
Wow. We see a lot of things, and, you know, the diagnoses are definitely varied and great, but it's everything from traumatic injuries, falls, hits, car accidents, to surgeries performed for shoulder from rotator cuff, to total joint replacements, spinal surgeries, joint reconstructions as well. So, I mean, we see the gamut, but on the flip of that, we also see a lot of general deconditioning, balance-related issues that are affecting safety and the patient's ability just to get around. So we see it all, really, from a higher-level orthopedic side. But we are very careful to make sure that when you call into the clinic, we're pairing you with a therapist that is specialized in your diagnosis.
Yeah, it makes an awful lot of sense. You know, the world of sports medicine, again, where 95% of sports medicine is not surgical. It's all sorts of the tendonitises and the overuse injuries. And again, everybody, you're listening to the sports doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. Go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com. You can buzz over to radio shows. You can go back 10 years or longer and see the topics, the guests, the international guests we've had, and endless topics on so many different areas. Or you can go over to newspaper articles and magazine articles and read about everything from what's the best shoe to what if your son or daughter is specializing in sports to various overuse problems and to one of my most popular articles, which is Women in High Heels, Accepting the Challenge. I get a lot of guests on Twitter. We've got over 34,000 Twitter followers internationally. We publish great sports medicine, anti-aging, all sorts of health and wellness stuff on Twitter, besides who's on the radio, blah, blah. Go to at SportsDoc, DOC Radio. And again, everybody, wow, before we know it, this spring, our book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, will be coming out, my co-author, Sharky Zartman. And matter of fact, you know, we're talking Tony Caronia, physical therapist, doctor of physical therapy, just talking a little bit about, again, ATI and how people can get a hold of you. The world of youth sports, Tony, which is something that's been a huge topic. That's why we're writing about it. We featured on the radio 20 years easily. Front cover of Time magazine about 3 months ago was a Little Leaguer, a picture of a Little Leaguer, and the headline was youth sports, the $15 billion a year industry. So there's tremendous new emphasis on all aspects, and I've relied on you, ATI, for years in the area of prevention, whatever that young boy or girl sport happens to be, you know, where we're talking about, we've got to get on a good program, strengthen those feet and ankles, balance. You must see a million kids.
We see a lot of kids, and it's, you know, such a common age group once you start that junior high level and through high school and even college. And it's amazing how much is missed in the process of, you know, what you said, the prevention, and what's not being done to strengthen and stabilize the joints to make sure that they have the right level of proprioception and flexibility to complement what they're doing. And, you know, I've seen high-level gymnasts who go on to D1 schools, and they're incredibly weak, which you would be surprised to see, right? Hips are weak, knees are weak. They're strong. They can do what they need to do. But in terms of being prepared for that one motion that could give them a problem, they're not there. Yeah. And so being able to assess that and identify that and get them ready for their competition and limit the injury is very important.
I remember Bob Guider would talk about seeing we were working with the Olympic volleyball teams and some others. And everybody, of course, then this is back in the late 70s, 80s, how much can this athlete squat with and how strong is his legs? And he'd say, what I want to see is whether they can balance on one foot in a slight squat position and see them kind of like floating all over the place. You know, the whole idea many times of alignment. And now you've also, ATI again, you know, with the people being so active, they want to stay active. You're involved in, again, on the wellness side regarding nutrition, things like that?
We do in some states and some clinics have those options. That's something that's growing right now. One of the biggest places where we look at the wellness right now is, and kind of keeping people moving in the right direction, is having the Next Step program. And what that is it's a great sense of community, but when people are done with physical therapy, it gives them the option to stay and continue doing their exercises or different workout programs at the facility they were a patient at. And so that way,
it's a great program. I think it's a great
program. It's fantastic.
Program.
And, you know, if they're having trouble, if something creeps up on them, we can do a screening, send that screening to the doctor so the doctor is aware of it, and we're all on the same page early so that something doesn't spiral out of control and become a problem. Like you said, prevention is a huge part of things. And making
now, again,
sure that there's
today,
a good balance.
Today, we've been talking about it again for 20 years, the topic of concussions and the whole world of concussions, the explosion of awareness, the reality. We've got a few minutes. Talk a little bit about how that is part of what you're paying attention to and what you're dealing with.
Well, it's become a big focus of mine because of the vestibular work that I do and treating patients that I've seen. But, you know, over the past several years, we've been inundated with more and more concussion diagnoses. The problem is a lot of people don't really know how to handle those diagnoses and how to integrate therapy into that treatment because there are so many misunderstandings with it. But we'll see anything from young kids that have had trauma from a hit to the head to someone that has actually been assaulted and sustained a concussion. And knowing how to bring them back and what symptoms to look for and looking at not just balance, not just headaches, not just neck pain, but knowing what dizziness means and how that affects and really kind of guides our plan of care is very, very important. And all therapy is not the same. So having that skilled therapist that knows how to handle a concussion case is very, very important.
Now, of course, ATI has always had, you know, whether it's the top of the world type association with like the Chicago Cubs, but you guys have a deep, long relationship with medicine and the whole medical side of things and then integration of physical therapy, because more and more and more doctors use physical therapy properly, routinely, which I think is a great thing.
Yeah, it's phenomenal. And I think, you know, another part of that is just having a relationship with the community, you know, knowing the doctors and getting along and treating patients that are ours so we can get them the best outcome. But just being a continual resource to the people that are local. And, you know, it's not everyone that walks through the door. For me, is definitely not your high-level athlete, but that doesn't make their recovery,
right.
Recovery process less important. And so it's huge, and it's great just to be ingrained in the community, and that's why I love taking care of people so much.
Yes, it's just, you know, the time flew by. It's a tremendous asset to have a real, reliable, capable physical therapy available. And again, you know, sometimes when you know that they're working with professional teams like the Cubs, it really gives you the confidence. People know what they're doing. Anthony Caronia, ATI Physical Therapy Clinic Director, Aurora, Illinois. Thanks so much, Tony, for coming on by.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Yes. And again, give me that website another time, Tony. One more time.
It's ATIPT.com.
Okay, everybody. We're going to be right back at the Sports Doctor. Tony, hold on a minute.
Yes, sir.
AthleteIntelligence.com builds better teams. How? AthleteIntelligence.com uses wearable sensors to measure impact and performance metrics and translate that data into actionable, coachable moments. Get 3D images of hit impacts in real time. Identify high-risk players. Track speed, distance, movement in space, even long-term history, and so much more. Coaches, for a better, safer team, visit athleteintelligence.com or call 425-372-7806. The $21 billion men's grooming market has a new concept, Hammer and Nail. Grooming Shop for Guys now brings hand and foot grooming for men alongside traditional barbering services. They have national opportunities for franchise locations and area representative licenses backed up by a corporate team with over 30 years of experience building some of the largest health, wellness, and beauty brands. Hammer and Nails can complement your existing medical practice. It's cash-based, and its recurring revenue model ensures consistent cash flow. Visit Hammer and Nails, Hammer A-N-D, Nails Grooming. Call 818-657-7181.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. Live from Chicago, it's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. Check my website, sportsdoctorradio.com, and you'll be able to go to radio shows, go to newspaper articles, lots of stuff. I want to welcome back Chris Dean. Chris was on a couple years ago. He's the creator, inventor of the ankle roll guard, the innovative piece of protection. Hey, Chris, welcome back to the Sports Doctor.
Hey, Dr. Bob, thanks for having me. It's great to be here.
Good. Let's jump right in. Talk about what you were doing when you came on and what you're doing. What is the ankle roll guard what's got you so involved with this?
Okay, sure, yeah. So the ankle roll guard is basically, it's an alternative to an ankle brace. It sits on the outside of your shoe. It's a patented product, and as your ankle starts to roll or invert, there's a cushion on the side that stops that inversion from happening. Since we've been on the show 2 years ago, we've had our sales have doubled each of the last 2 years, and we just finished up independent testing at Boise State University that we're really excited about.
You know, what's interesting is, of course, number one, ankles remain the most commonly injured area. Number two, they're probably the most commonly injured sports area. And yep. There's a million ankle braces, all of which, in some way, shape, or form, and sometimes out of necessity, limit motion.
Yep.
There's long been the controversy, and I've written about it, with the pros and cons of braces, because on the Sports Doctor, you're going to hear always, everybody at all level, strengthen your feet and ankles, period. So that's a given. But the ankle roll guard, and I have one, is something that takes a little bit of getting used to for what it looks like. Looks like a roller on the outside because it's applied to the shoe. It doesn't get in the way of any motion. And that, I think, is something people sometimes have to try to see.
Yeah, I mean, that's the beauty of it, Dr. Bob, and that's exactly what our testing showed. And this was done at the Boise State Biomechanics Lab that, just like you said, of all the devices compared to braces and tape, the ankle roll guard allowed the user to have normal ankle motion while also preventing ankle inversion. So that's the key. That's what makes this product so unique.
Because, again, the re-injury of ankles are another big, big problem, and the ability of prevention, which we talk about on the Sports Doctor all the time, and the area of preventing problems, and the how have you found the how long has Ankle Guard have you been around?
We launched a business in about 2011, and we've been selling this latest version almost 3 years now, going on 3 years.
Where are you at? Where are you calling from?
Boise, Idaho.
Okay. Yeah, Boise, Idaho. The challenge, it's an educational challenge as I've always seen it, Again, the it's virtually impossible to laterally roll that ankle if you're wearing the ankle roll guard. You never say never, but it really makes a difference. It doesn't affect motion in any way on the floor.
That's correct. It doesn't affect any of the motion. In fact, we've got several basketball, volleyball, pickleball players, and flamball is one of our biggest customers now. It's kind of a sport that combines basketball and football. I don't know if you've ever heard of it, but they're one of our biggest customers now. The other thing that testing showed for all your sports fans is that, and this is pretty logical because there's no restriction of the ankle, our product performed best in vertical jumps compared to the ASO ankle brace and tape. So, you know, there's a lot of studies out there. What's the cause of ankle braces restricting your ankle? Our independent testing showed just that fact, that it actually limits your vertical jump, and the ankle roll guard does not.
I think that's an interesting point to pay attention to. You know, the world of volleyball situation and the fine. And what is it called? Slam ball? What kind of shoe are they? Are they wearing a cleat in slam ball?
No, it's basketball really on trampolines with contact. That's why there's football aspect of it. And
okay.
You wear regular basketball shoes, but you're coming off of a trampoline and doing a lot of high-end slam dunks. You look like Michael Jordan out there for anyone. And they do have a lot of ankle turns because they're getting so high up in the air and coming off a trampoline. So they love our product because you can wear it on any shoe, and it stops that ankle from rolling.
One of the because you probably are buying a pair. Do you sell them by the pair or individually?
We sell by the pair or individual, either way.
What do they cost?
We've got them selling on Amazon.com right now for $29.99. It's a special price. Normally it's $37.50 retail.
How do you find any use in your experience, Chris, with field sports? Let's say the soccer player, the football player. Is it adaptable to field sports?
Yeah, we've got several football players that use it, lacrosse players, field hockey. Soccer is an interesting one. We do have a few soccer customers that use it during practice, but because it's on the outside of the shoe, and some soccer players, field players, tend to use, you know, both sides of their feet, this could get in the way for soccer. So that's the only sport that's a little questionable, but all the other field sports, no problem.
Because, again, the area of prevention, how do you find the medical community and athletic training community with the exposure to the roll guard?
Well, the medical community was waiting for our independent testing. So now that we just got it last month, we're getting a lot of positive responses from a lot of medical companies, particularly larger companies that might be interested in distributing our product. Athletic trainers, we've always had them on board, but this testing, again, a lot of medical folks like to see independent testing, and this will prove that this actually works, to prevent ankle rolls, but also, like we mentioned, without preventing restrictions to mobility. So should be a big hit. We do have a lot of customers with medical issues like stroke, neuromuscular issues like MS, find that just using it everyday walking for balance is another market that we started to grow into. And you can wear it all
balance
day.
Balance is a big, balance is a big area. This is why we're very excited about my latest sponsor, the Sand Dune Stepper. Look them up. Check them on Instagram. Strengthening the foot ankle in the sand. Again, that whole area of strengthening, the idea, the key, foot type balance goes into the idea of preventing problems, again, whether you're the quickest guy on the court or you're his grandpa. And
right.
You want to be concerned about rolling of ankles.
We've got a lot in the Boise area here. Rehab, Mart, and we've got several physical therapists in the area that bought it and resell it to their customers, Therapeutic Associates, off the top of my head, too. They love it for doing, you know,
It's definitely that side, Chris. And we're going to talk more about the testing you've done and the kinds of differences it makes in the next segment. But absolutely, you know, the medical side, the therapeutic side, I'm glad to see that you're paying attention to that. Now, I remember you were first on the show a couple years ago. You talked about, hey, you know, we're going to be testing this. So we're going to be right back, everybody. Sports Doctor.
Fox Valley Wellness Center is a highly regarded leader in holistic health, led by Dr. Steve Maress, one of the first Lyme's disease literate physicians in the Midwest. His team of integrative medicine practitioners blend the best of conventional and complementary therapies. Dr. Maress is president-elect of the prestigious International Lyme and Associated Disease Society. They specialize in treating the causes of disease, not just the symptoms. Fox Valley Wellness Center also offers hyperbaric oxygen treatment. Located at 180 Knights Way in Fond du Lac, Wisconsin. For more information, call 920-922-5433. That's 920-922-5433. Hey, the sports doctor's in. Dr. Bob here, sports podiatrist. If you live in or near Aurora, Illinois, and you're into sports, fitness at any level, or your son and daughter is, you cannot forget about your feet. Your feet affect everywhere else. There are complex motions that come into play, especially in sports. Your ankles, knees, hips, and back all are affected with your foot mechanics. Come visit the office, Dr. Bob, and get evaluated. Check what shoes are best for you. I offer prescription orthotics, which is usually one of the major tools for treatment and prevention of foot-related ankle and leg problems. Also, enhancing performance. Step or two quicker. Call 630-898-3505 or go to sportsdoctorradio.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. Live from Chicago with the Sports Doctor. We're chatting up in Boise, Idaho. Chris Dean, the inventor of the ankle roll guard. Chris was on a couple of years ago, and we were, I think, Healthy Life Radio. And he was telling me then that he was very excited about some of the different tests they were going to do in order to prove, to show that the ankle roll guard really did make a difference and was unique when we were talking about quote-unquote ankle bracing. So talk more, Chris, about what Boise State, the mechanics lab, was testing and doing.
Sure, yeah. They brought in about 20 students and took them through several tests. So they did, the most key one was the drop plank. So they would stand on a plank and then, without knowing, release the plank and cause an inversion. And they would test that. They tested the ankle roll guard. They tested with the ASO brace and tape, and also with nothing on, just a bare foot. And so they did that. They did vertical jump. They did drop down and cutting and moving, quick agility test movement. So great results from all those with the ankle roll guard because of, again, no restriction. And then we had at least equivalent inversion protection compared to the brace and tape. So we were excited about that.
Yes, because the taping, of course, is only as good as who does it and
right.
Doesn't last. And again, for all the years I'm in sports medicine, I can't count how many ankle braces there are. And a lot of times, again, they're very, very good, very effective, but all are restrictive in some way, shape, or form. And that's what I always felt was unique about the ankle roll guard. We're right, you're slipping this piece on. And again, what's the website they can go see what this is?
Yeah, it's ankleRollGuard.com.
Okay, ankleRollGuard.com. So they would be slipping it on. And how does it attach over the shoe?
So it's real simple.
I can't remember.
It's got a Velcro strap, so you slide it on, and you can pretty much customize it to any shoe size, anywhere from the adult size 6 up to about 15. So it's adjustable, and then it attaches the shoe with a front strap over the front, and then there's a strap under the sole of the shoe that you pull tightly to keep that cushion in place.
And do you find, because that was always my interest and concern, which was even though it looked and felt good when I remember you sent me a sample, which was, you know, how does it hold up staying in proper position, you know, when you're talking a high school basketball player, the guy's flying all over the place, and you're saying it does hold up.
Absolutely, yeah. When we first designed this product, I brought in a consultant who worked a lot in the sports med area, and he put together a design that I think is pretty brilliant, because it has that front strap, but the key is the strap under the sole that you can pull super tight and hold that cushion in place. So as your ankle inverts or you're moving
Big is that cushion? How big is the cushion, Chris? Describe the cushion a little.
I guess people have described it as looking like a Twinkie in the shape of it.
It does.
For no other comparison.
Everybody in the world knows what a Twinkie looks like.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, it shows how old I am, right? It's about an inch and a half out from the shoe. So people say, oh, God, it looks like it's going to get in the way, but it's only an inch and a half out from the shoe, and it's about 3 inches long across. So if you invert and lean forward, which happens a lot in basketball, it'll protect against that too. Now, it's not, you know, going to, like you said, protect against every possible type of inversion, but it's pretty solid against that standard lateral ankle inversion that's pretty standard in a lot of sports, especially basketball.
And you find, again, because it goes on the side, so it does not tilt the shoe at all. It's on the side. So, again, it's not blocking or changing the direction of the foot at all. It's just preventing the excessive movement. True?
That's exactly right. And it only weighs 2.4 ounces, so you don't even feel it there. You know, if you've ever worn ankle braces like myself in the past or tape, you definitely feel those, right? All our customers say, you know, I don't even feel this on my foot. I can play forever and have no pain. And that's why I invented that. I had pain from ankle braces, rubbing my feet and uncomfortable. And I said, there's got to be a better way, and this was it. And a lot of our customers, like I said, don't even feel it when they play.
What kind of sizes are available, Chris? I mean, well, how's it sized? Shoe size or small, medium, large?
It's designed to, like I said, to fit one size fits most sizes. And I say most sizes because, it's about adult size 6 to 15. We have in development maybe a potential children's size coming down the line. And it also depends on the shoe, right? Thick-soled shoes, it'll fit slightly different, but it is around the 6 to 15 range.
Right. So you really have something that's got tremendous variability regarding the foot. And what's the durability? If we said, hey, you know, my son plays high school basketball, is this going to last him a couple of seasons, or does he need two a season? What's the durability like?
It's made out of very durable EVA rubber material, very lightweight but durable. The only wear item is the strap under the sole, and we've been doing testing on a new strap. It's a rubber mesh that lasts about three times longer than the current strap, and that was the one area that a lot of our customers said, you know, you got to improve that, and we're working on that, and it's coming out, you know, in the next couple months is that new strap that I think a lot of athletes will like, because especially if you play on asphalt or any outdoor activity, this strap will be awesome for that.
Yeah, I said, and again, you're looking at children's situations. Again, you know, because the fact remains that, you know, ankle problems are still the most common. And I've written numerous times, we talk about it a lot, that all ankle injuries should be taken seriously. Many are not. And you know, one of the biggest problems we have are persistent or chronic ankle instability because of numerous sprains that now are a real problem.
Right.
So the more seriously we take that idea, let alone the prevention side, I think if you paint them the right color.
Right.
You know, and again, the idea of the balance side, that would be interesting to see with walking shoes, other kinds of senior shoes, what maybe the at the university they see is the positive effect of preventing lateral instability with seniors.
Right.
It's such a common problem.
Yep.
You know, podiatry has been involved in that forever, it seems, when we're talking again about the whole world of fall prevention.
Yep.
Or we're talking about the quickest feet and the necessity, again, of strengthening your feet and ankles, and the idea, again, of preventing problems. So you, 2011 you started. You've been persistent.
We have, yeah. It actually was patented in 2010, and I wanted to wait until it got patented before we started actual, you know, design and production. So my idea actually started about 11 years ago. So it's been a long, long journey, and the patent process was probably the most excruciating. But once that was done, it was clean sailing.
I hear you. I worked with numerous products and technologies in the past, and the patent process really is really a challenge.
Yeah,
it's so many ways. So again, and I commend you for not only paying attention to a real important area, but in a unique way. I wish you a lot of continued success. We'll have to catch you back. Give us the website again. That's, again, Chris Dean. He's the inventor of the ankle roll guard. Did you say ankleroguard.com, Chris?
Yeah, ankleroguard.com. You can purchase it there, and we're on Amazon.com as well. That's probably the most sales we get is on Amazon.
All right. I want to thank you so much. Everybody,
thank you, Dr. Bob.
Appreciate
it.
Back with the Sports Doctors In segment. Chris, hold on a second.
Okay.
Hey, everybody, Dr. Bob, you know on the Sports Doctor how much I pay attention to working those feet and ankles. You know, you're never too old to play in the sand, especially with the Sand Dune Power Stepper. You can improve balance, stamina, strength, and stability while working everything from your toes to your thighs. It's fun and easy. This amazing high-tech, multi-purpose foam device is used by everybody, from superstars to grandmas, to prevent and overcome foot and ankle injuries, increase balance. Professional athletes can improve performance. Great example is legendary strongman Donnie Thompson, who's really having some fun with the Sand Dune. Go to sanddunestepper.com or visit Instagram. Lots of great stuff at Sand Dune Stepper. You can also call 714-995-4500. Hey, sports people, listen up. Groundbreaking Vector Mouthguard has ESP technology and impact intelligence. That's right.
Vector Mouth Guard is a smart mouth guard. It gathers and transmits impact data, and it's infect on the brain in real time, straight to your coach's smartphone or computer. The Vector Mouth Guard not only combines the optimum positioning of a mouth guard, but it means safer games, enabling you to play better and play smarter. Visit VectorMouthGuard.com or call 425-372-7811. That's 425-372-7811. Smart mouth guard.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. It's after the bumper music, the tweeners. It's the Sports Doctors In segment. Email me, drrweil, W-E-I-L, Sports Doctor, S-P-O-R-T-S-D-O-C-T-O-R, yahoo.com. Drrweil, Sports Doctor, at yahoo.com. We've always got great emails. Man, I got such a collection. First off, though, we want to mention who's coming on next couple of weeks. Campus safety expert and author Pete Canavan will be making a return visit on the Sports Doctor. Important information, self-defense aspect. Sean Burke, champion athlete, he's a representative of ASEA, the Cellular Health Connecting Molecules, 3-7, my namesake, Dr. Lowell Weil, podiatric surgeon, physician, legend in podiatry, sports medicine, and then it's Dr. Steve Sobotnick, another legend in podiatry, sports medicine. That's going to be a great show. That's the first week, believe it or not, of March. Let's see, Sarah wants to know, are bunions inherited or hammer toes? You know, Sarah, they are. You might not inherit the bumps or the contracted toes, but you probably inherited the foot mechanics and foot type that's developing it. These are persistent changes like the dislocation of the big toe joint a la bunion, the bump on the side of the foot. In my surgical career years ago, we did have families, grandma in her early 70s, mom in her maybe middle 50s, her daughter in her 20s, all of them with surgery for the corns and calluses, hammer toe bunion problems. So pay attention to that. If your family's got a history, many times interceding early, 6, 7, 8, 10, 12 years old with paying attention to the right shoe. I've used orthotics for decades with that specific thing in mind, slow down the deformity. So make sure, Sarah, you're touching base with podiatry, specifically if you're talking about daughter, granddaughter. Tom wants to talk about orthotics and skating, figure skating. His daughter's 11 years old. You know, Tom, it's a great time to be watching the Winter Olympics. The figure skating is just awesome. I have to shake myself to believe it's 8 years since the young Evan Lysacek, who grew up in Naperville, Illinois. He was 10 years old when I put orthotics in his figure skates, and he won the 2010 Men's Olympic gold medal. So I've been putting orthotics in skates for 15 years before Evan. So if your daughter's 11 years old and she's a serious or even semi-serious figure skater, you want to look seriously at custom orthotics for two reasons. One, it's one of the best preventers of problems I've seen over the decades. Back problems, knee problems, foot problems, orthotics help. And it's usually the reason we're using them. But two, very excited if your daughter's a serious skater. Orthotics enhanced performance. The newsletter that we produce, High Performance Figure Skating, with a boot fitter, Geppetto's John Hermata, Mr. Edge, monthly. I've written extensively about orthotics and figure skating. I've never had a coach call me and say, you know, you made the kid slower. Edging, balance, stability, all are enhanced and measured with sophisticated testing, enhancing. I don't know if there's a skater in the Olympics who doesn't have orthotics in their skates in some way, shape, or form. So we don't know, again, whether your daughter is hurting or whether she's just looking to be the best she can be. Both are good reasons to consult with sports podiatry, and the idea of adding orthotics to the mix along with the best boot and everything that she's doing. Steven says he's a runner. He reads a lot about minimalist shoes. What's the sports doctor's opinion? You know, minimalist shoes, which are less bulky, less supportive, lighter weight. The idea being that the more natural the foot environment is, the more efficient it will be, has been something that's been around, gosh, 10 years already. And I like strengthening all the muscles of the foot. That's why I love the Sand Dune Stepper. Go to sanddunestepper.com or go to Sand Dune on Instagram, and you'll really see what this thing's all about, working the feet and ankles. But we've also seen problems with minimalist shoes. So make sure you fit right. If you are going to use minimalist shoes, make it a gradual movement in that direction. Always strengthen your feet and ankles. And let's see how you do. If you've got a history of problems with your running, you know, you had plantar fasciitis, you've had a history of stress fractures, you've had runner's knee, then I wouldn't be switching shoes to less is better. Mary said, my son's a 16-year-old football player. He's had sesamoid problems for 2 seasons already. Sesamoids are 2 normal bones underneath the big toe joint. They're movable bones. They can be problematic. High arches, for example, that put direct pressure under the ball of the foot, we might see that we've got problems there. It's a stress fracture. We've got problems there. It's irritated, what's called sesamoiditis. So you really want to see podiatry, Mary. We have great success with orthotics to try to accommodate, build around that area, mechanically control that area. Rarely are sesamoid problems surgical, but they can be. And they can really be a problem every time you push off that foot, you're on the sesamoids. So you can't take that lightly. You really want to look at cleat positioning with your son's football shoes. The worst thing we want is a cleat sitting right under that sesamoid. So get a podiatric opinion, sports medical opinion. Does he have a stress fracture? Is it in 2 pieces as a natural occurrence? We call it a bipartite sesamoid. They're not that uncommon where we see, no, he didn't break it. It developed in 2 pieces. Might have been micro trauma on that area. Yeah, right. Tina says that high heels article. Yes, Tina. Go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com. Go to newspaper articles, and you'll read the article on women in high heels, surviving the challenge. It's all about the paying attention to the right type of shoe. What about heel height? You should vary it. You should always be strengthening your ankles. It's one of the most important things. The higher you go in a heel shoe, the more you're adjusting, changing your posture. Many back problems, knee problems are associated with heels. So read that article. Zip over to our exciting Twitter, at SportsDoc, DOC Radio. A lot of information. Hey, time flies. See everybody next week at SportsDoc.
Live in or near Aurora, Illinois, and you're into sports. sports, fitness at any level, or your son and daughter is. You cannot forget about your feet. Your feet affect everywhere else. There are complex motions that come into play, especially in sports. Your ankles, knees, hips, and back all are affected with your foot mechanics. Come visit the office, Dr. Bob, and get evaluated. Check what shoes are best for you. I offer prescription orthotics, which is usually one of the major tools for treatment and prevention of foot-related ankle and leg problems. Also, enhancing performance. Step or two quicker. Call 630-898-3505 or go to sportsdoctorradio.com.